listening to Kill Ugly Radio. uglyradio.wordpress.com.
making noise.
Thank you.
ease. Thank you for making noise.
Visualize yourself in a beautiful place, maybe on a beach or in a field of flowers, whatever is best for you. Please unclasp your hands now and wrap them around yourself and rock your child back and forth. Speak to the child. It's all right. We're here together. We are not alone. We are not abandoned. We are loved and we are cared for. It's true. Isn't it wonderful? We are not alone. We are not abandoned. We are loved and we are cared for. I am very strong and I can take care of you. I am powerful. And I am creative, and I understand how a little child feels. I'm going to continue to rock you and to tell you that it's all right to feel that way. But you need to know you're safe. You are safe now. Whatever memories your pain is coming from is not happening now. Nothing is going to happen to you now, because I'm here, and I'm an adult. My name is, and I am the core adult here, and I'm going to take care of you. Now I stroke this child, and rock this child. Now please go back into your center, and clasp your hands. Yes, use your hands to help you center. And then please start to take deep breaths in through your nose and hold them to the mental count of four. And as you exhale, please say, you are loved and you are cared for. You are not alone. Try it. Take in another deep breath and through your nose. And you hold it on the count of four to yourself. And as you exhale, please say again, you are loved, you are cared for, you are not alone. Would you do that again? You inhale and hold that breath to the mental count of four. And you exhale, saying, you are loved and you are cared for, you are not alone. I would like you to drop your head down on your chest and start moving it in a circle from left to right and back to the center. From left to right and back to the center. From left to right and back to the center. Good. You feel relaxed. Your child is quieted. Your child knows that it is loved. Your child is not alone and is cared about very much. will be for this child. And I want you to imagine yourself in a wonderful place out in nature, all one, all together. Think about what you have on. Think of how you look. You're sitting here, quietly, you're just swallowing in all the warmth and all the beauty. And put your arms around yourself and say, I love myself. I love my child within. My life is wonderful now. My life is good now. And I think of the good things that I have. I have my love. I have my own love of myself, without which I couldn't love anything or anybody. I have my ambition. I have my hope. I have my goals. I have hope. And this makes it all worth living and going on for. To the little frustrations of the day, I will have to say, let go. If I can't do anything about them now, I have a plan to do something about them later. Now I'll put them on a back burner and say, I'll get back to you. When things get kind of scattered, I'll do my centering, and then I'll settle down. It's going to be okay. Don't allow yourself to lose the balance between rest and hope. I want you to take some deep breaths in through your nose, count to four, and as you exhale, say, I will rest and I will hope. Then take in a deep breath in through your nose, hold it for the mental count of four, and as you exhale, balance in my life. I will have balance in my life. Now I want you to just relax for a few minutes and feel the tension in your life leaving. Feel yourself as though you are being enveloped by the sun. You are warm and cozy, safe and sound. And say to yourself, I will have balance in my life.
the only thing that's always here. I just can relate to smoking. That's the only thing that's always here. I just can relate to smoking. That's the only thing that's always here. I just can relate to smoking. That's the only thing that's always here. I just can relate to smoking. That's the only thing that's always here. I just can relate to smoking. That's the only thing that's always here. I just can relate to smoking. That's the only thing that's always here.
Thank you for making noise.
Why would I go with you? This is Mommy and you. Joe Crapface was there, and he had a view in him. I was wearing my short pants because it was so damn hot. And he turned to the drunk sitting next to him. I can read lips. I saw him say, I can't wait till summer's over because old bags look so bad in shorts. I walked out of there, and I haven't been comfortable in the neighborhood since. I mean, you could have gone around telling everybody. I thought about it a lot. The only way to deal with him is kill his dog. I mean, I think it's the only thing he really cares about. In fact, I know it is. I'd kill it myself, but I don't want to get into it. I just want to stay out of it. He's an ex-cop, and he could get one of his cronies after me. So I don't want to be waiting around for this. I want you to get it done by tomorrow. He takes his dog with him to the bar every night at around 9:30.
How are we going to know what this guy looks like?
I'm going to show him to you in just a minute. He'll be out there, and he'll be wearing the same blue pants he's been wearing for 2 years. I guarantee you he'll be wearing them today. I'm telling you, people stink. They all do. All they do is eat, fucking watch TV.
I know. The more you smell, the more they stink.
What's that supposed to mean? Listen, I'm a woman, and I've learned a hell of a lot from bedding for mess. I'm getting rid of that guy that barks across the hallway. He hasn't put his garbage out in that hallway for 2 months. And every time I go out there, I have to hold my nose. And I'm a heavy breather, and I can't hold it that long. Got a lot of gas in me. My doctor says I'm an air swallower.
I mean, you're an air swallower.
I don't know. It's very important to fight depression. A woman alone like me, you've got to take a deep, good look at yourself. You've got to see the countless millions of cells in your body. The millions of cells, all in perfect order. And then you say to yourself, it's gotta be for something.
When did we see this guy?
In a second, I'm gonna show him to you. But the spades are the worst. The other day I was in the AMP, and I took the shopping cart from the row, and babe woman said to me, that's my card, give it to me. And I said, what do you mean it's your card? There it is. See those blue pants? 2 years going on 3. So after you do it, be sure you split. Don't come back. I pay up front. I always do anything.
Thank you. About that recording, gosh, there's so much I could say that I just don't care to. Things are so much different now than they were then. So I'm no longer talking to Mr. Roberts. I'm gonna have to find Smack or Universe of Max, there's some verse of that was pretty damn close. And what the The rest of the can have this as a sense. You know, that old man, it's just ain't no big man, it's just ism. Cheaper fuels out there. Advertisism, just spirit. A tool with we decide have had spiritual insight. But specifically than the place. All the mechanisms classically defined socially as oppression.
thing that's always here. I just can relate to smoking. It's the only thing that's always here.
Thank you. listen to this show again, read the playlist, or subscribe to Kill Ugly Radio as a podcast, visit uglyradio.wordpress.com.
Hey there, this is Rich. I hope you've enjoyed this little improv. We heard a bunch of loops that I've had forever, some process guitar feedback, a few really small isolated samples from Texas Chainsaw Massacre, run through Karlheinz Essel's wonderful machine, the Replayer, and almost everything was just mixed live on Ableton Live. So I'll do this again. Remember, you could catch this again by going to uglyradio.wordpress.com for a podcast, and I'll try to do this more often. Hope you've enjoyed it. Good night.